frustrating to be done by such a punch right at the end.
Yeah, infuriating. You know, the boys put in a great effort, you know, a lot of hard work, but they're not coming to no avail, really. It's a tough one to take because I think, you know, on the face of things, we were the better team. We were the only team really looking like going on and winning it. And on another day, we could win three games today with the amount of chances we created. But, you know, it's same old thing. You know, you've got to make sure you close the back door. And we've been good in the last couple of weeks. We've done that. But today, unfortunately, we just let it slip.
And towards the end, I mean, you got the equaliser, come on to that moment. But it looked like you were the only team, really, who were forcing trying to win the game.
Exactly, yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we were on the front foot, we were putting them under pressure, and, you know, sort of my thinking during the game was it's only a matter of time before we break them down and go on and get that second goal, which we've done in previous weeks. You know, unfortunately, we've got a bad habit of going behind, but then coming back and saving the game. But today we just, I don't know, we paid the price, really, for a few poor finishes and some poor defending. So it's a tough one to take, but we can't go through the season unbeaten as much as we'd like to. So we've just got to learn from what's happened today, and if we can all learn a lesson and move on and make sure that we stop that from happening too many times, then we should be okay.
You didn't have so much of the possession, did you?
Exactly, yeah, we were the better team. We deserved something out of the game. You know, a draw would have been unlucky, we would have been frustrated with a draw. We deserved to win, and, you know, I've just been told that the results have gone our way in a way, so it makes the loss even more frustrating because, we shot ourselves in the foot, really. It's a poor result for us. Something that's going to really niggle us for this week, and hopefully it should put a bit of fire in our belly for Saturday.
Would you rather play this week after a game like this while I'm having a week's training?
Yeah, definitely. You always want to get back out there and play. But, you know, it might give us time to reflect, reevaluate, and maybe give the lads a bit of hunger throughout the week. And like I said, put a bit of fire in their bellies and bring a few people back down to ground level and make us go back to what we're good at. You know, there's a couple of times today where I think we played aimless balls rather than balls directed at people. So maybe that's something we need to look at. But we'll, you know, we've got a good bunch of lads. We've got a good squad. It's not crisis time. We don't have to, we don't have to scratch everything, go back to the drawing board because we've been good. So, but it's just maybe, you know, we have to maybe just look at what we've been doing recently that's positive and maybe get back to doing those.
Do you think there was any sense in which people looked at coming to somewhere like Goldstone, having played at some of the bigger stadium, and perhaps weren't quite as on it as they could have been?
We deserve to win today. There's no two ways about it. We were the better team. We were the only team looking like going on to win. So, you know, I don't think we were 100% at it, but I think we're better than they were. And we've let ourselves down. You know, we've really let ourselves down at crucial areas on the pitch, in front of goal and defending. So they're the things we need to look at, rather than, you know, like I said, a crisis meeting and getting all hung up on, you know, can we perform at, you know, altering them away. I think we can. I just think we let ourselves down in crucial areas on the pitch. So that's the frustrating thing.
At a personal level, eight games played, three goals. You're chumming to have 15 goal a season striker, aren't you?
I will soon see. It's, you know, it's always nice to get a goal, but that will give me no respite at all because, you know, I'd like to say that it was majority my fault for the last goal. So there's no point in me scoring if I can't keep it out the other end. So I'm really, really frustrated with myself for allowing the lad to turn and get across into the box, because if I don't allow that, then at least we get a point, and I think that moves up to third rather than losing the game and we drift 9 points behind Forest Green. So yeah, I'm really annoyed at myself, and, you know, goals are goals, you know, that's nice, but I'd much rather have a clean sheet today and a 1-0 win. So, and one of the lads, someone else scoring. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's always nice to score. But no, I'm really frustrated with myself.
And thanks.
Thank you.
Do you think some of the younger lads have found out what this league's all about today in a way?
No, because we've all spoke about it, and there's been, you know, there's there's been some tough games that we've been through. This is nothing new. I know it's coming to a different place, but some of the young lads have played at horrible places in under-21, so it's nothing new. Maybe it's a little bit different players are up against, but you know, we've played with all due respect, you know, Barrow at home and Southport at home, and so we knew what kind of team they would be, and they were very similar. So we can't really say that, and we can't, I've got to give the lads a little bit of credit, because you know they weren't that poor today. It was just, like I say, we let ourselves down really, and I think that they might learn one or two things from today. Definitely, we always learn, but we can't blame that. No,
you mentioned going in and seeing Forest Green have won again. Obviously the squad are quite aware of how just a great a start they've had, and they're beginning to almost lose touch with the rest, aren't they?
We're not threatened by them, and anyway, we want to be top, so that's who we look at. It's not a case of it's Forest Green or anyone else. It's a case of we want to be up there, so we are aware, you know, there's no point in us, you know, hiding away from the fact that we don't want to be up there, you know, and top of the league and have people looking up at us. So you know, they're there to be shot at, you know, and that's what we've got to look for and look at doing. So, yeah, we are aware of what other teams are doing. It's only human nature to, you know, to look at that. But, you know, I feel we've got a good enough bunch of lads and good character in the squad and a good mix of boys that will be able to, pull ourselves away from this and go against Saturday and get the right result.
Yeah, the message is that you don't have to worry about there being a bounce back from the rest of the squad, because you know it's going to come against Dover.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be a reaction. No two ways about it. It's just make sure that we learn from what's happened today. That's the most important thing. And it's all good and well going for the win, but you know, which we look like doing and look like scoring. And I think that's the way we are. We've done that in the past, but it's making sure we've got the back door shut. I've said that a few times. And today we just left it hinged, unfortunately.